Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Endocrine gland is the pituitary gland, and the location is at the
top of the head, the old anterior front nail, which is the soft spot. A lot of people say that this is the part of the body that you exit when you do astral travel.
Okay.
And the nerve plexus. Yes?
Yes, go ahead, brother DeWater.
Okay, the nerve plexus is a brain dendrite, and the dendrites are just little branch-like projections that are connected to our cells. And the color is violet, and the musical note is T, and it's the key of B, and the element is pure spirit, that is pure energy, the very essence of life, divine. The cosmic force is one of which is Amun-Ra, and Olu-Dimari, which is pure consciousness, the prime mover and prime mover of all things. All right. The pituitary is a small, gray, rounded body attached to the base of the brain, referred to as the master gland, a veritable control center of the body, pouring into the blood no less than about 6 different hormones that exerts power over the entire ductless gland system. And they're talking about the endocrine gland system. This chakra responds well to chanting of mantras. It accounts for connection to your higher self. If this chakra is well developed and it's connected to enlightenment, and it's a cosmic and higher connection, oneness and ability to accept universe from the universe, It doesn't really have to be stepped down like with the other chakras. You can accept this pure energy from the universe. The crown chakra, which is considered one of the highest vibrational centers in our subtle body, is associated with deep inner searching. The conscious activation of this chakra center represents the beginning stages of ascension into a state of mental and spiritual perfection. Here we can truly rest. It is the still, quiet place of oneness. And the wave that associated with this chakra would be a theta wave, which is 4 to 7 cycles per second. It's a very deep state of relaxation, or a trance state. It's the first stage of dream sleep. In this state, we stand on top of the mountain, completely absorbed in our surroundings, because we recognize the oneness of all things. At this moment of realization, we experience the absolute knowing that the Creator is real. In the theta state, you imagine yourself going up above your head through your crown chakra. It has been shown that when consciousness is sent through the crown chakra with focused thought or focused attention, that it will go up to seek the Creator. The brain automatically shifts to a pure theta state on the electroencephalograph. What did the ancients mean when they said, go up and ask God? We are electrically wired to experience our Creator. Okay, oneness is set in motion by the mind willing itself towards the Creator. On a physical level, this chakra is tied to the activity of the cerebral cortex. The cerebral cortex is a layer of gray matter, that covers the surface of each hemisphere of the brain, the cerebrum. The cerebrum is concerned with sensation or interpretation of sensory and all voluntary muscular activity. It is the seat of consciousness and the center of the higher mental faculties, such as memory, learning, reasoning, judgment, intelligence, and the emotions. This gland is also tied to the activity of the general nervous system. Proper activation influences the synchronization between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. So then right now we're experiencing duality, but that at that time it would be singularity. The chakra system acts as wave guides for cosmic rays and refracts them into levels of bioelectricity called consciousness. Esoterically, chemical secretions in the body is regulated by what is occurring in our chakras, and hence our personality is determined by chakra neural regulations of particular glandular secretions, which would be coming from the endocrine system and also secretions from your brain. To change a singular component of the chemical bond of the endocrine gland by various frequencies of light is to change our personality and the triggering element behind the controlled secretion of the endocrine gland is the psychic chakra electricity. Okay, the psychological ramifications: when the chakra is unbalanced, you feel shut off from the world, your mind races, you may feel your head is full of bees swarming in a hive. Hallucinogenic drugs like ecstasy, LSD, affects this chakra, destroys the balance, leading to mania, panic attack, and psychosis, and also lead to high intracranial pressure and brain tumors. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about, that completes the seventh chakra system, although there are more chakras. The only ones that I talked about were the seven, because those are really what we can relate to in this dimension that we're living in now. The next thing I want to talk about is waking paralysis, because a lot of people have experienced waking paralysis. So a popular theory is that everyone projects out of their body every night to play, explore, learn, and do all kinds of spiritual things. Others say it occurs every 72 hours. And I read somewhere, and I don't really remember where, but I read that this has to happen in order for us to maintain, you know, ourselves in this dimension. In the cycle of deep sleep, you experience REM sleep, and REM means rapid eye movement. We watch other people sleep sometimes, and especially children, we know their eyes are just moving rapidly. That's because they're dreaming. Okay, even during a planned out-of-body projection, I mean, if you sit down and just decide that this is what you're going to try to experience, you still will experience rapid eye movement before the ejection, projection occurs. You can feel your eye movement begin to be rapid. Sometimes your respirations increase. Sometimes your blood pressure increase. And before this happens, the physical body becomes paralyzed as a defense mechanism to keep you from leaping out of bed when you're dreaming and acting out your dream. This is controlled by a chemical released by our brain. If for some reason this chemical is blocked, then we would get up and act out our dream. A sleep researcher gave a cat a drug that blocked this chemical producing paralysis. When the cat began to dream, it got up with its eyes still closed and acted out what it was dreaming, like it was stalking imaginary prey or attacking some invisible enemy. So, I mean, this is something that occurs naturally to keep us from getting up. Also, so being in the alpha state of mind is not enough for this paralyzing chemical to be released. And those people who get deeply involved in guided meditation, a state which mimics the dream state, also does not become paralyzed. When we're in REM sleep, our muscles completely relax, and though our eyes move and our hand and feet may occasionally twitch, we are essentially paralyzed so that we can't physically act out our dreams. Nevertheless, we are aroused now my tongue's getting stuck here. Physically, I'll just say it that way. Physically, we are aroused. Our breathing becomes irregular. Our heart rate increases, and our genitals become engorged in both. That happens in both man and woman. Okay, REM sleep occurs when the brainstem neurons, and a neuron is a nerve cell, is essentially, it flips the switch that completely alters the brain neuromodulator, and a neuromodulator is a regulator. And those crucial brain chemicals that act as messengers from one cell to another and cause chemical changes inside the receiving neuron, activating or deactivating whole sections of the brain. When we're awake, our brain is bathed in two neuromodulators that are essential to alert waking consciousness. And that's norepinephrine, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, which helps direct and focus our attention. It's also responsible for the fight and flight sensation. And the other one is serotonin. Serotonin is best known for its effects on regulating mood. Prozac and similar antidepressants works by increasing the amount of serotonin circulating in our brain. It also plays an important role in judgment, learning, and memory. So after we first fall asleep, as the brain overall level of activity falls, those two brain chemicals stop circulating and are replaced instead by another neuromodulator called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is found in various organs and tissues of the body and play an important role in transmission of nervous impulses at synapses. And synapses are junctions or spaces between a nerve cell and another nerve cell or a muscle cell, which nerve impulses are transmitted from one to the other. Acetylcholine transmits signals that trigger rapid eye movement. Motor impulses are blocked so that we're essentially paralyzed in our dreams. There are several scenarios that may explain waking paralysis. And usually when you're experiencing waking paralysis, sometimes it's because you wake up while you're astral traveling. So there are several scenarios that may explain waking paralysis. In particular, when strong feelings of fear and dread, a tangible sense of presence involved, like you feel somebody is there. And I'm going to talk about this one because this is the one I can relate to. Well, I'm going to talk about several. The mind awakens.
Sister Arlene, you touched down on something that this fluid, serotonin, I think that's what you call it.
Yeah, serotonin.
Yeah. It is very important because if you ain't got enough of that, you have some kind of nervous condition, right?
Yeah, you can become depressed and all kinds of things. So it's very important in the learning process. And usually, like those drugs I mentioned, Prozac and other antidepressants, they work by raising the level of serotonin that's going to calm you down. And even sometimes when you're in love, you know, you have an increase in serotonin and a couple other drugs, too. It might be something interesting to talk about.
And see, that right there is, you can see where it's a vast amount of people suffering from this condition right here of not having of this, because look how many children and people are on these drugs. And it's very,
right.
This is why it's so very important to know how your body functions, because just that one word right there, it tells you about what you need and what you don't need, and we need to get familiar with certain things. But I wanted to touch back down on that because that is very significant. That fluid that comes from your body, that your body makes, you know, it makes automatic. See, your body is just like a big old computer. That's all it is. And we can talk in this age, your body is a big computer. And this computer functions first electronic, like Sister is telling you, and then I'll tell you how it's magnetic. But right now, it is very important for you to get an understanding. Another a book, you guys out there that's studying and doing a lot of studying, get Hotima. Just look on the internet and pick up Hotima, the works of Hotima. He explains all of this into deep knowledge. You get those books are very expensive, but those of you can afford it, get those books of Hotima. I got them a long time ago, and they was expensive then. I have no idea, but the works of Hotima is what Sister is talking about now. He tell you about the diet and everything. That's why I want to interject at that. So I hope I didn't mess you up there. So go ahead, Sister.
I'll pick up. I was talking about all awakened right. paralysis. Okay, so your mind awakens inside. It's paralyzed inside its physical body. You wake up and you're paralyzed. You may or may not have felt any projection-related sensations earlier, like your sensations that you feel when you're about to astral project. You awaken for a good reason. Maybe something is frightening you or your projected double, that is your astral. When I say the projected double, I'm talking about your astral body, and sometimes it's called your emotional body, and that's the one that travels. You don't really know what has happened. You just wake up paralyzed and scared. You try with all your might to move. You sense a tangible presence or something somewhere nearby in the room. You can't move to see what it is. You can't move to see what it is you're sensing, so the fear steadily increases. You fight to break free of paralysis, and if anybody's ever experienced that, they know what I'm talking about. You try your best to move your toe or hand or try to set up, but you just can't. So your projected double feels this new surge, so your astral body feels this surge too. It has no apparent cause or source, but it's sensed as coming from a particular direction, from the body, although the projected double does not know it's coming from your body. Your astral body now begins to feel a strange presence dragging upon it, a presence coming from its own physical body. Your physical body just struggles to break free of the paralysis. The struggle has the effect of dragging the astral body double towards your physical body. Fear escalates quickly on both sides as both aspects feel and compound the emotional feedback problem flooding along the civil cord. So they feel in feedback, but the feedback is coming from the physical body and going through the silver cord to your astral body, and neither one of you know what is going on. And the silver cord is spoken of in Ecclesiastes 12 and 6. And it says, or else the silver cord be loose. Whenever your silver cord is loose, that only happens in death. While you're still in a living state, your silver cord connects your spiritual bodies, your energy bodies, to your etheric body, which is absolutely connected to your physical body. And that stays intact until at the point of death, and the silver cord loosens itself. Golden bowl is broken. That means there's a little, that little key in your nose clamped down and you can't breathe anymore. So, okay, the physical body is scared. Each sense a tangible dread presence coming from a particular direction, coming from each other, but neither knows it. The tug of war continues until either the physical side succeeds in dragging back your terrified double, which is usually the case. Usually your physical body manages to drag your astral body back in, because eventually it's able to move, and once it's able to move, then you automatically wakes up, or you can fall back to sleep. Sometimes before reintegration of the astral body, you may see a shadow. I don't know if anybody's experienced that. You may see a shadow or ominous shape reaching for you. You don't know what the shape is or what to do about it because you're paralyzed. As this shadow gets closer and closer, now the mind through fear, when this happens, sometimes your mind can go into a fearful state because you think the shadow is about to attack you, so it turns into a nightmare. You might feel this shadow on you, sitting on your chest or biting you or something like that, but it's not really that happening. It's just turned into a a nightmare. Okay, your astral double feels trapped, snared by some powerful, unseen, evil foe. No matter how hard it tries, it can't break the grips of this unseen assailant. The sense of dread increases and fear builds into terror. Now you feel a weight spreading through your chest. The shadow is getting closer and closer. The monster almost have you now, just about to grab you, and you suddenly wake up. And when you wake up, everything is normal. Sometimes you lie there afraid, paralyzed, as you see the shadow coming closer and closer, and you experience a sucking sensation in your body. And guess what? That shadow that you see coming towards you and that sucking sensation that you feel is your astral body reintegrating itself into the physical body. And sometimes you can actually experience that. And sometimes you may experience it coming in at particular levels. You might even you can see the shadow coming towards you, and all of a sudden you feel like a sucking noise, and then you just wake up and the shadow is gone. That's because your astral body has reintegrated itself. And usually that's what waking paralysis is all about. You wake up while you're astral traveling. You're so scared and you just don't know what to do. But once you can move or something like that, then your traveling body reintegrates itself. Okay,
Sister
now
Arlene.
I want to talk. Yes, sir.
Sister Arlene?
Yes?
What happens? Do you have any information on what happens when your body, you have some, like when I used to dream about Vietnam and stuff, I wake up in a cold sweat. What is your body? Do you have any information when your body is going out? I mean, you wake up, I would wake up almost completely wet with sweat.
Well, what were you doing in your dreams? Were you fighting, running, or whatever?
I'm fighting.
Well, that's probably the reason.
I'll be dreaming about Vietnam.
You can't move, but then your physical body is still having some type of reaction. Just like I mentioned earlier, you can't move, but, you know, your respirations might increase, your genitals engorge with blood, just like you've been getting ready to perform the sexual act. So that might be related to, you know, your body still functioning, but you can't really move. So you might be just, it might be because you're fighting in your sleep. Or was the room hot?
Yeah, it was Vietnam. Shoot, baby, it was so hot in Vietnam, it don't make no sense.
Oh, I said, was the room hot that you were in? That may be the
hot. No,
yeah,
the room wouldn't be hot. I mean, it looked like every time I break out with these, I wake up in a cold sweat when I was having those dreams real bad.
Yeah, it was because of the activity that you were participating in the dream, because your body, you know, like I say, the blood is still flowing. And as I said, you know, your genitals get engorged, your respiration decreases, your blood pressure increases, so those things may have caused it.
Yeah, because you would literally sometimes I have to take a shower. It's that bad at one time. But go ahead on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you had any information on that.
Well, that's all I have.
Okay.
I want to read some information about deja vu, too. This first portion that I'm going to read was given to me by Baba Yashabaya, Baba Kohen, the Ifa priest. And after I read this, I'm going to get into from a perspective of astral dynamics. So anyway, what he said, the information that he gave me said that thought can travel. Okay, deja vu, let me read. Deja vu is the feeling that one has had an experience previously, although it's actually new, you think it's new, or a feeling that you've been in a place before and you really haven't. Okay, thoughts can be faster than the speed of light, according to this information that Baba Kohen gave me. Proof may be deja vu, for example. That's what happened when you exceed the speed of light and make time twitch. So he's saying that this particular article is saying that thoughts can travel at the speed of light. And when it travels at the speed of light, it can make time twitch. I guess that would be kind of like sound, when you break the sound barrier, you hear a pop or some kind of crack or some noise like that, because you've interrupted. There's an interruption there. So when the mind travels at the speed of light and make time twitch, you create a temporal disturbance, although highly localized in your brain. It's localized in your brain, which is interpreted by our intellect as a delay in a thought already conceived in the past. So I guess it's saying, like, you have a thought, and your thought is traveling at the speed of light for whatever reason, and then it loops, and it kind of repeats itself. And once it repeats itself, then you have two thoughts registered there. You have one registered at the speed of light, and then you have one registered as part of your regular physical information. And I remember in the movie The Matrix, when one of the team members saw a recurring scene of the cat shaking himself. So to me, there was a loop. There was a loop in that particular program. And the other guy told him that happens when a new program is inserted. So I don't know. This sounds to me like you have this thought at the speed of light. It loops. And then it repeats.
That's what you're talking about is a good movie to watch, The Matrix. The Matrix is also talked about in the Bible. It's in the book of Numbers somewhere, but you got a Bible concordance. Look up that word Matrix, and that's a heavy movie. It's a subliminal movie dealing with what you're talking about now, but that is a heavy movie that you compare that by. But if you ain't watched that movie, go watch that movie, and you would understand what you're talking about.
It's a very heavy movie, and you have to pay close attention to it to even begin to understand what they're talking about. It's a very deep movie. So now I'm going to get into something that may be a little bit strange, and it's going to talk about deja vu from an astrodynamic perspective. And what this is talking about is related to something called the Akashic Pulse. And you remember we talked about Akasha last week as being the place where information is stored, everything is recorded, nothing is lost. So don't say those words thinking they're going to fall to the ground. They may fall to the ground, but they're going to be recorded there. But everything is recorded in the Akashic record. Like that scripture that we read in Deuteronomy said, well, I call heaven and earth to record this day. And it's record. It's reduplicated. You say it, and it's reduplicated in the Akashic record. And they have something called the Akashic Pulse, which is an episode. The Akashic Pulse episode is when our source, the creator, takes all the astral energetic bodies of all conscious beings, including you sleeping or if you're astral traveling or whatever. He takes the energetic bodies of all conscious beings and transport them to the higher dimensional levels for adjustments according to karmic law. After that, they all return to their physical bodies containing new and updated consciousness seeds. Remember, the body that travels during our astral projection is called astral body or emotional body. And astral body means, according to Webster, of, from, or like the stars, a universal substance existing at a level just beyond normal human perception. Sometimes the astral body is called the emotional body, your feeling body, or your desire body. So astral is from the stars, and astral can return to the stars. Akasha is not just some strange energetic medium or carrier wave, part of which contains a peculiar collection of expanding records now. It is a living, breathing, dynamic force that affects everyone 24 hours a day. It is the heartbeat of the universal consciousness. Akasa is responsible for all life conditions and influence all life conditions and influence surroundings everybody's life. It affects us all profoundly and is as much a part of us as we are a part of it. So the great center, they're talking about the creator here when they talk about the great center, and I'm going to say this, the Most High center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere, all pervading. So the great center is at the top of the dimensional structure, the highest of all dimensional levels. It holds within it the seat of universal consciousness, the source, that great spark of original life that thought, imagined, and created and filled the whole universe with the original energies of light and life. The aspect of the source responsible for the workings of the Akashic pulse and for the application of karmic and universal laws can be likened to an infinitely powerful, intelligently aware processor handling everything, a computer, the mind. So the astral wind phenomena occurs when the source reaches out and breathes in a subtle reflection of the life essences of all individual units of consciousness in the universe. Each conscious person contains within it a complete energetic record of all past and present thoughts and actions. Now, if you get to a certain point where you can go back and retrieve those thoughts and actions, I guess that'll be when you activate all your strands of your DNA, then all these memories will come to the surface. It also contains within it a set of conditional and influential energies that are regularly collected, examined, and modified, updated by the source during the astral wind phenomena. These are called consciousness seeds. So it's saying that once in a while, the creator breathes in all these energetic bodies and updates them. And then updates them with what are called consciousness seeds. And these consciousness seeds profoundly affect the life of each and every incarnated spirit in the universe. These consciousness seeds are drawn in for checking and processing and updating during what is called the Akashic pulse. And I explained earlier, that's the breathing in of the creator. The source checks and processes each current set of thoughts, actions, and events contained within each spirit. Okay, you getting checked now to find out what's going on with you. These are weighed and computed against a sum total of all past actions, all your actions, all your thoughts throughout your lifetime and all incarnations, if you believe in reincarnation, including their effects on all other spirits. Okay, what you do to affect this other guy, that's going to be checked. These energies are then balanced and modified individually and in groups. Now, remember, there is group karma according to karmic and universal law, and according to the divine equation of balance, harmony, and spiritual growth. Okay. So if you've grown there, you're going to need a little bit of a new program. The source then breathes out these modified energy bodies of all conscious persons as a massive interdimensional energetic wave called the Akashic pulse. This wave contains within it all the newly adjusted life essences of all individual consciousness units in the universe. Now, Psalms 104 and 30 says, "Thou sendest forth thy spirit by resemblance your wind, your breath. They are created." Okay, you created. Okay, and after that, thou renewest the face of the earth. So now they have to be checked and balanced. Renew is to be new, to repair a new thing. So the source breathes out the modified essence. If you've been checked now and reprogrammed, the source breathes out the modified essence of all conscious being. The essences are now full of updated information, influential consciousness. See, okay, everyone now is full of updated influential consciousness seeds, life-adjusting energetic droplets of consciousness. All this is breathed back down through the dimensional spectrums and back into the physical universe, back into the dimension of hard experiences where we are now. Maybe this is how paradigm shifts in consciousness occur in conjunction with astrological configurations. Like in Job, it talks about the astrological configurations, and it refers to it as Maserat. In Job 38, Maserat is the zodiac. Okay, so a paradigm shift would be an overall concept accepted by most people for that time. If you are caught by this astral wind while you're doing a projection, as your astral body reintegrates with your physical body, these consciousness seeds are carried into the etheric body where they take root. Some seeds begin their energetic influence immediately, while others lie dormant, ready to surface when their energies are triggered. The energy it releases begin to modify the set of attraction and repulsions contained within the person. Okay, you might have some new experiences now. Okay, this profoundly affects how that person interacts with the environment. Okay, now if you've been doing some serious studying, you're going to view your environment in a different way. I mean, you're not going to go out there and just destroy just to be destroying. So this person begins to interact with the environment and with all people because it affects how the attraction and repulsion of the law works at the grassroots. Okay, an example of this would be when we talked about the thymus gland, which is the fourth chakra, and that's the heart chakra. The thymus gland is supposed to be a center that controls the quality of love in all spectral ranges, from hate through the various expressions of what we call love. If a person radiates from this gland a field that is broadcast through space and is absorbed in a similar gland by another person, this stimulates the gland and generates some biological activity within that organism. If the second person radiates an in-phase vibration back to the first, okay, if they radiate the same...
That's 2 minutes.
Oh, wow, time goes fast. Anyway, if they radiate back the same vibration, then the love consciousness can form, and there's a bond between these two people. All right.
Well,
I hope we'll
come back to this a couple of months from now, a month from now, and I hope that we have informed some people of some very high intelligence of in metaphysics and traveling and stuff.
I'm a otherworldly person. That's why I talk about dimensional things.
Yeah, and if you study with Hotima. And get off into this study. White folks kept this study away from us. They told us it was hoodoo and voodoo. So, But you got to know this. And when you go in the Bible, Genesis, Ecclesiastes, and Job, especially the first 10 chapters, they're up under these signs and symbols. Every nation of people hid this knowledge in their books, and you had to know where to find it. Some people call it mythology, different thing, but this is the highest science, and when you study, you'll come across this knowledge. And until next week, I guess I'll see you. We will see, and I'll text you on what we'll talk about next week. Is we'll go into the magnetic part of the body, the systems of your body, to understand your systems, how your body works, and what these systems are, including the endocrine system.
Okay, and no matter what you're programmed to do, you still have a choice. You have a choice to choose which way you want to go. The programming is for our various experiences, to learn various lessons for transformation, but you always have a choice.